We are here on a Friday, and it is fantastic. It's the middle of winter, but we're not going to let that get us down. The Olympics start the opening ceremonies tonight. We have a new Chief Justice, by the way, Chief Justice Maya, who's taking over, and she has just been appointed by the Prez. So I hope that she will have a good term of office. You know, Chief Justice doesn't stay there for life.
Read me through, like, what does a Chief Justice do?
Chief Justice is in charge of the Constitutional Court.
So it sits in the middle.
Yeah, but they're also the head of the judiciary. So they're on the Judicial Services Commission that appoints judges. And technically, all the other judges have to report, like, from the different provincial divisions to that judge. So the Chief Justice runs an office called the Office of the Chief Justice, and that takes care of all of the courts across the country. So if there's a problem anywhere in the judiciary, that person is effectively the executive in charge of that entire division.
Okay, so a very important person.
Yeah, it's got to be someone who knows what they're doing. And they also, they will pass judgments in the Constitutional Court.
And they're not aligned to a party. They're just independent, legal.
They shouldn't be political. I mean, the Constitutional Court is essentially a court where the only real religion is the Constitution. So everything they do, everything they say has to go through, it has to be filtered through that constitution. If it doesn't pass muster in that way, it can't possibly be useful to that court, and they can't say anything about it. If it falls outside of the ambit of the Constitutional Court, which a lot of stuff does, because it isn't necessarily to do with the constitution, then it goes to the Supreme Court of Appeal, which is one court down.
Do they have to memorize the constitution?
They kind of know. I mean, look, it's not very difficult because the Constitution's broken into different pieces. There's the chapter on human rights, for example. There's a chapter on the institutions of government. And then there are various parts that relate to the overall vision for South Africa, the stuff that was written down in the 90s about how we should operate as a state, the checks and balances, the chapter 9s, the chapter 11s, all those kinds of things. That's where they come from. The Constitution. But it's not difficult. It's a little book like this. There are people who've memorized the Quran and the Bible. Can't be that hard to memorize the Constitution. But they do know it. I mean, they should, by the time they get there, they know it pretty well.
Yeah.
I see you looking suspicious. By the way,
no more questions.
The biggest podcast in the world is now Tucker Carlson.
Wait, what?
Eclipsing Joe Rogan as the biggest podcast in the world. You may remember, like, some time ago, someone called Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's a congresswoman from New York, was thrilled when they got Tucker Carlson taken off mainstream media. I mean, they didn't win. He got, I think he was either fired or he resigned. I can't remember. But she was like, oh, good. We've got rid of one bad apple. And here he is back with the biggest podcast in the world.
But she is quite close to stupid, though.
Yeah, so. But canceling people never works. You know, case in point, Tucker Carlson.
So what's this based upon?
So that what they do is this is ratings. There's a number of downloads. There's a number of views.
Because I've never known what those numbers are, because Spotify withhold all that kind of stuff. You don't really know what that is. So is it based around, say, Apple Podcasts?
I think they do publish them in reports once a year. And they also publish them when there's a major change like this. But it's not just Spotify. So you've got, obviously, if you listen to this show on Spotify, you might get a certain kind of experience. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, which is what I use, then Spotify doesn't know you exist. And if you're on YouTube, which a lot of people like to do, then that's another way to use it. So I think they put them all together and they see what the big number is. And then they rank them.
But good for Tucker. And you can see why it's the base, because Joe's been there for a long time and his show has plateaued. There's no doubt about it.
You think?
It can never stay up like that. Because ultimately,
got a bit predictable.
I'm on the show once a week and I repeat myself. Once a week. So when Joe Rogan, you listen to any of his podcasts, you hear the same story every month about something with somebody who, but it's natural. Whereas Tucker Carlson comes in and he's got, I don't know, he's like 20 interviews in of high profile nature.
Right.
And he talks to people about a variety of things. So the nature of it is going to be more exciting and more new. It's got a different smell to it, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I think there's a novelty factor. Yeah.
He's given himself a trajectory. Which, again, it's going to be hard to maintain, but I can totally understand him being the best.
Well, the Peter Groenewald Prison Podcast, which we're debuting soon, that's going to be a real winner. They're going to go in and basically raid each prison cell and tell you the story of what that prisoner was getting away with. Imagine, everyone will listen. It'll be fantastic. Said no one ever. Let's look at some of the other stuff that's going on in the news. Boeing and NASA may have found the root cause of the Starliner spacecraft's issues. So apparently, NASA and Boeing officials are not ready yet to name a return date for the two astronauts who are going to take the vehicle into its inaugural crewed test flight, but they do have some answers about what ultimately caused the problems during the first leg of the trip, which included helium leaks and thrusters that unexpectedly quit working.
Oh, you don't want a quitting thruster.
No, very
Nobody
bad.
Wants that.
Or a helium leak, because everyone starts to sound like this.
But isn't,
not good.
But Boeing is... Isn't that the company that the doors come out?
Yeah, well,
and they got like a really woke sort of engineering team.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't hire
them. Yeah. So listen, I wouldn't go up in any of these things. I think you have to be unbelievably brave to be an astronaut. You think about what those guys did in the late '60s, early '70s, and even the '80s. You don't know what could happen.
Oh, you
one little nut that tightens some bolt. Comes a little bit loose.
Just watch the Challenger documentary.
Exactly. That's not
you
fun.
You know, it was the Challenger that exploded.
Yes.
You know, the astronauts actually died.
How?
On impact in the water. They were actually sheltered.
No way.
The capsule that exploded, they were actually safe, but the parachutes and things didn't deploy. So they actually, pretty much all of them were alive until it came back to Earth and it smashed on the water.
God, that must have been fast as hell.
Because everyone thought like, oh, it's exploded and they're all dead. No, the capsule was so well contained, but not so well parachuted.
Yo.
So you'd probably die of a heart attack, but just knowing you're free falling down towards the Earth to die. It must
at an extreme pace.
What a way to die. Like, yes, you actually want to just die in flames.
Yeah.
Because that's way worse.
Carl says, my wife and I battled to have our first child because my thrusters weren't working.
Oh, wow.
See, I can imagine problem. Carl's wife wanting to be an astronaut because then she can go away far for a while.
It's far from him.
Like, you get to be an astronaut. It's like, how's your wife or husband? I'll see them later.
Yeah. Instagram has removed 63,000 sextortion accounts in Nigeria.
Finally.
Wow. 63,000?
Yeah. Meta says it's removed thousands of accounts in Nigeria that were trying to target people in sextortion schemes. The scammers typically pose as young women online to trick men into sending sexually explicit material before blackmailing them. Victims of sextortion crimes have taken their own lives due to the stress and the stigma and the shame after they were scammed. So apparently, in a blog post they posted on Wednesday, they said they removed 63,000 accounts that tried to engage with the scams. Company also took down 5,700 Facebook groups in which scammers were offering tips on how to scam people.
I have a question, especially in regards with this particular scam, right? Because I understand how people can get scammed. Here's 5,000, just click on this link. When you're not telling me to send pictures of, like, you know, me maybe butt naked, does it not cross your mind to just be like, let's just take a
very fair question?
I understand how scamming works, but the moment someone's like, send me an explicit picture.
Yeah, but you see, they think they're talking to a hot woman.
So,
man.
Look, I'm not an authority on this, but the hot women that I know aren't looking to do these kind of grubby things in life. They're married. They're into making money.
Grubby.
They don't need to scam some poor ass oak out of some, like, a few here and there. The moral of the story is just don't talk to strangers. I mean, it still applies.
There was a song we learned as kids. It's don't talk to strangers or get into their cars.
Definitely not.
Don't. Just don't do it. Don't get into a stranger's car and don't talk to them.
But that was a time where cars weren't that great. I mean, nowadays, strangers might have better cars, and then it's a bit more tricky.
What do you mean? There was something wrong with a Cressida?
I mean, when you were growing up, you were going to get into the back of a brown Cressida with rust. Now
here comes the BMW.
Now there's a G-Wagon. You can get
a brown Crescent with rust.
Typical stranger.
But don't most pedophiles have a van?
Yeah.
I believe I have no evidence for this whatsoever, but they usually have an ice cream truck or a van. That's how I understand.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing about pedos is they've got a lot to hide. So you won't see them in a sporty two-seater with the top down. It's a far too transparent kind of offering.
They need covered sides.
Yeah, and like sound insulation. That's another thing. They need to insulate screams and other stress alarms. It's a pretty simple formula.
So that's why they have the vans. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I mean, also space, because, you know, if little Sally comes up, but she's with her friend little Julie, you got to take them both.
Two for and, the price
and also,
of one.
And also like,
pedophiles are, I mean, they really are the most terrible.
No, they're absolutely terrible. And the thing is, when you're grabbing someone, it's a moment of distress. So you got to throw them into something. You can't say, you can't guide them into a door, put them into
just
a seat, put a seatbelt on them. No.
You've got to make a noise.
Yeah, you got to hoi them in there. You use space.
This has gone to a very dark place this morning.
Just judge every car out there that's not got more than four seats is what I'm saying.
So, yeah, and where you can't see what's going on.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially with very tinted windows.
Yeah.
And the ones that play that dee-doo-doo-doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's like just a terrible, terrible idea to have that sound playing from a car or a van. Or a brown Cressida with rust.
Yeah, the brown Cressida.
And don't take the sweets.
What kids? That John Kitty says, Ben's seen some shit.
It's look, it's a tough world out there. But have you noticed, where do old cars really actually go? I mean, I know that every year new cars come into the market, but do they all just end up in Velcom? Like, where do they go?
Yeah, they go.
Like, poor people don't just get new cars.
They filter down to poor things and then to poor places, and then they eventually get turned into scrap metal.
Because I often wondered that. Like,
listen, I've seen a lot of really old cars around in South Africa.
Yeah, but you're in Pretoria.
No, like on the highway, dude. On the highway, you'll see like some really old car from like the 70s or 80s.
Yes.
It's got different colored panels on the car because it's been fixed up. Wow. And they've had to bop out this one on that side, this side. They've got chicken wire. They've got smoke coming out from places that shouldn't have smoke coming out. There's some old fucking cars in this country.
How do you see that, eh?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
No, you live in the bougie side of the world.
Yeah. Never on here.
Clearly. Clearly it's better where you are. But yeah, I've seen some Cressidas.
If you have a Cressida, please.
What do you want to know?
If you've got an aunt or an uncle, someone in someone's family has it with this Cressidas, but it's like a station wagon-y vibe.
Yeah. With the wood would be even...
Remember that was more American cars.
But they had the
we
wood.
We didn't really get the wood.
There were some that had wood.
Yeah.
Okay, well, your pedophile was a lot more...
advanced.
My pedophile.
Your neighborhood pedophile was a lot more arty.
Oh, my God. All right. So there are a couple other things that we need to get to this morning. And we've got Nick Rabinowitz popping by in just a little while. Don't forget. So apparently, the leg of a shark attack victim. We had that guy in here the other day.
Caleb.
Yes. Yes. You met him.
Yeah. I've known him for a while.
Okay, so
it's quite an interesting individual, that.
A leg of a shark attack's victim washes up on beach. This is in Australia.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a pretty horrific story. Imagine you just chilling on the beach, tanning with your friends, maybe having a brew, and then suddenly a severed leg washes up on the beach, and now the doctors apparently want to reattach it. But how long has it been out there?
Yeah, and all the infection from oceans, which we know people poo in.
My God.
And whose leg is it?
His name is Kai McKenzie.
Yeah.
He was attacked at North Shore Beach, since you asked, at Port Macquarie on Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. And then they managed to help him. An off-duty police officer was walking his dog on the beach, used his dog's leash as a tourniquet around the wound and helped the guy. He was taken to a hospital. Stable but critical. The severed leg washed up on the beach, was placed on ice, taken to the hospital, which was 200 kilometers away from the place where the attack occurred. However, doctors will still have to assess whether it can be reattached.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I just think, like, why are sharks so angry? Killer whales, okay? Hardcore. How many people have died from killer whale attacks? orcas. How many?
I don't know.
Zero.
Really?
Is zero, it zero recorded in the history of people breathing.
Really?
Has an orca eaten a human?
Okay.
Maybe in some snuff Japanese game show, you might get a couple here.
Sharks.
And like in SeaWorld, if you really piss them off, they'll take you on. But in the wild, an orca will see you and go, what's up? Sharks. Right. No, I must eat your leg and ruin your life.
No. Such dicks. Let's not do that kind of branding for sharks. You know, let's not do that. You are in their world, their territory. You are the foreigner in that department. Okay, you know what I mean?
I'm glad you brought up that stance, because where does our territory... Are we just not allowed in the shore break, the ripples? Because sharks
just don't go into water, Ben.
Sharks don't need waves, okay?
You don't need to go into water.
But let me put this to you, the Chief Justice of Sharks here. Sharks don't need waves, okay? Have you ever seen a shark go, I'm just going to catch some waves today? No. Huh. Surfers need waves, so they're in the waves. The sharks have the whole ocean. They're like, it's forever. We just want the waves, okay? We just want the waves, want to play in the waves.
Not too much to ask.
Not too much to ask. No. Why do the sharks be such dicks and go, oh, no, we got the waves too? You don't need them.
And okay. They don't want the waves for fun. No. They want it to eat us.
So I used to be on your side. You know, sharks, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Give them. But no, get out of the waves. Let us have waves at least.
Okay, mister, entitled to the ocean.
It's not too much of an ask.
It is, okay, because they've been there longer than you. That is their territory, just as much as you just roam around the land and you do whatever, whenever, allow the sharks to do the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
So, people, if we were to go out into space and zoom out of this conversation
right now. If an alien decides to do something to me there, it's my fault. What was I doing there? What was I doing there? It's not my place.
Let's not take this away. Taken on the ultimate level of agency here. I mean, she's responsible for herself no matter what.
Your place is here on Earth.
Yes, but let me just finish my point about that. All we are wanting is the tiniest slither of the ocean.
You're asking
too much. We're wanting a millionth of the ocean. It's that little bit by the sand.
Too much.
The Bitcoin Bird says you sound like a squatter, Ben.
You can't survive in the water.
How am I on my own on this one? Back me. Someone's going to back me up. All we want is the waves. We want basically 20 meters from the shoreline. That's all. There's another 7 million meters that the shark's going to be in.
Yeah.
I
don't think that's unreasonable, Ben. I do feel that's why we put up the nets, though. Is to say to the sharks, look, you can't have this piece. Which is fair. I think that's fair.
But it's like sharks need to eat other things to survive, right?
Yeah.
Do they live in the waves? No. They're also out there. So we're not even where their food is.
No, but you look like food. That's the thing.
That's the choice they're making.
No. You look like a nice dessert
we look like,
that they haven't had in a minute.
We look like surfers. We haven't dressed ourselves up there as shark food.
Jason says, when someone walks to my gate, I don't try to bite them.
See,
that's
Jason's
a good point.
A reasonable man.
Sharks are starting to chill. Just look at the rugby team, says Case.
Well, those are the toothless ones. Yeah, that's a bit different.
Carl says, Simpiwe has the same stance on sharks that Gayton does on Zimbabweans.
No, her stance is on humans. She seems to be all for the sharks.
That Don Kede says, they do live in the waves. They catch seals in the waves.
Ebba?
Show me.
Show me.
When I see Discovery Channel, that kind of stuff, they're catching seals in Seal Island. They're not rummaging around in this. And when have you ever seen seals? They're also out in the abyss. Don't come here. Basically, the waves are a picnic site, okay? In the greater scheme of things. Let's not get upset.
Right. And then
give us the waves.
You're picnicking with your family and some other gangster comes up and steals your picnic basket or your child or both. Yeah, not on. It's definitely not on. I'm with you, Ben. I know Simpiwe makes a good point here, but I do feel like we deserve some sea to play in. Just a little bit. And the very closest part to the shore.
It's the smallest bit.
Yeah, it's really the smallest bit. Someone asked the question, why do sharks only eat fit people, not fat ones? Is that
true?
Well,
I mean, I don't know if that's entirely true.
I don't think so. I think if the fat ones went further out, which they don't, then maybe if they went further out, they'd be eaten more.
But also, you know, sometimes you have what's called bite confidence.
What's that?
Well, I just made it up. But I mean, if something's too big, you haven't got very, very confidence to make a good bite. Whereas the smaller, fitter people,
snacky.
You know, like a hip goes into a mouth.
Yes.
A ginormous hip
Yeah, difficult.
Kind of hits the gums a bit. And
it's like when you, you know, take the mouthful and it's too much and you find yourself going...
Because sharks are big proponents of the saying, you can't eat, you know, bite off more than I can chew.
Yes, in fact, that comes from them.
They often say that a lot, yes. Sharks.
They like to say it. Huge Erection says, I'm totally with Simpiwe on this one.
Thank you.
I agree with Ben, says Paul. Allow us to swim in our own sewage.
Yes.
Especially if you're in KZN. If we deserve some sea, then the sharks deserve some land. Let's give them Orania, says Leanne.
I think that's very harsh on the people of Orania, but also be interesting.
They're also too far from the sea for the sharks.
I'll just tell you what, like, okay, so then the sharks can't have land because they can't live on the land. We can live in the waves.
No, you can't. You have to be there for a few hours and come back to land. Hence why I'm saying that's not your territory. This is where you belong. Stay here and you'll be fine.
So who is very...
I'm not giving the sharks land because it's useless for them because they die on land.
If you're in the sea, right?
But we're on top of the water. We're not in the water.
No, she's very strident about this.
No. But you will not survive. That is not your... You don't have fins, my guy. Like, you're not going to survive.
You put them on your feet or you use your hands to paddle. I'm really excited about Shark Week this year and what Sabiwa's going to come up with.
No.
Oh, my God. Ben Sanella says, Ben, you see cows as food. Sharks see you as food. Fair game.
Cows are food, though.
They're of course, cows are food.
Yes. So what is a cow designed? Show me the architecture. What have they invented? Show me the internal combustion engines that cows have been so famous around.
They're food.
They're food. We're not food. We're apex specimens that rule this world.
That's what you think. To a shark, you are just, you know, some nice dessert on a Sunday.
No, they're dicks.
All right. Well, Ben, you enjoy your weekend. And thank you for bringing us some excellent sport. We've got lots of Olympics and other good things to look forward to. Any other cool things happening this weekend for you?
No, not really. No? Yeah. I'm going to play some golf on Sunday. Otherwise, I'm watching lots of Olympics.
Good.
And I've been away for all the last 5 days or so. So hang on with the cats. Home. Home time.
Yeah, nice. Now.
How are the cats?
They're good. Oh, they're really good. Hopkins is a bit dirty, so I might actually need to wash him with some shampoo.
How do you wash the cat?
I've never done it before, but he gets dirty. I don't know if he's just trying to transition.
But you can't wash the cat.
Give him a wipe down from time to time.
With what?
You get wipes.
Or really, like wet towel.
That's normal.
Towel with warm water.
Huh. And he doesn't complain?
He's white. He's a pure white cat.
Yeah, but he doesn't like get all freaked out.
He's pretty good with it. But now he just looks a bit scruffy, you know? And he's a bit dirty. And
how's it going with that girlfriend of his?
Yeah, she's needy.
From the wrong side of the tracks.
No, she's beautiful. She's really fancy. She had an air tag on for like cat bling.
Wow.
But she comes in and she just eats all the food. So she's a bit of a...
Oh, bully.
Bit of a chunky monkey.
Love her.
Greedy. She's a bit greedy.
She's needy and greedy, but she really likes him. And I think he's a bit over her.
Well, you know, you sometimes see those couples and you wonder how they got together.
Well,
it's just she likes his food.
Yeah, well, look, when they got together, she was much smaller. So I don't know if that was the initial interest. But now she's outgrown him. Yeah, he's cool. He lives a good life.
All right. Well, there's the update everyone was waiting for because, you know, people do. They want to know.
Well, it's a much happier cat update this week.
It's a much happier cat update. Not so much about... Did you ever bury that one that was lying in the street? Hit by a car?
That was a different cat update. No, someone else did, thankfully. Because I got back home and then the body wasn't there anymore.
Oh.
Okay. Probably taken by crows.
Mm.
Well.
Crows. Maybe a vulture.
Fucking sharks. The shark came on to claim the land and is like, I'll take this. See some people. That's where you started.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. Ben Karpinski, you can join him for the On the Bounce Sports Show along with Sandy Leshangase. They are both on a Thursday, but you can watch it whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there for repeat viewing because the hits keep coming and there's plenty of good stuff there. It's also available on The Real Network. Just go to our webpage and take a look. There's so much good stuff there. And if you haven't got enough, you let us know what you want and who knows. Maybe you'll be lucky enough and we'll just create exactly what it is you're looking for.
That is correct.
I'm still a little bit concerned about the 63,000 accounts that were scamming people for sex. I've got to be honest. It's like, and I wonder what country the most gullible people were from. That's what I'm interested in. Not so much, like, we knew they were Nigerian scammers, but which country are they scamming?
And how did they, like, I'm still in the, how did they get you to send those pictures? So did she first show some titties?
She must have shown
some, then you were like, cool, let's get it a bit. And then does it get like, is there levels to it? So you start off with a bit of shoulder, then she showed you some titties.
Yeah, and the more then you have to up the game as well. Yeah, and then eventually she will send you the
on the
all
DM.
The pictures.
Like, whatever happened to taking it on WhatsApp or something? Like, why Insta? Okay.
People are stupid and horny. I don't know why you don't understand this, Simpiwe. Like, they are stupid and they are
the
horny.
And what is the promise? Like, we're gonna hook, because also doing all of that, right?
Do you know how
you're getting yourself all like, hot and, listen, and flustered?
This week we've said a lot of things about men and women, but it's time for men to take a beating again. Men are really stupid when they're horny. Really stupid. If you get them in the right state of mind and you have them believing that you're this beautiful girl, they stop thinking with their brains and they will do anything for you. So you're like, why don't you send me 5,000 rand? They will. I promise you, this is how dumb men are. Yeah, why don't you send me a picture of your penis? I mean, by that stage, because you know what woman really wants to, like, who's ever going to ask you that? What chick is ever going to say to you, I really need to see a pic of your penis? Anyway, then if you're a guy, you're not
check what she's working with.
But you're not thinking. So you go, well, maybe if I send her this, imagine what she'll send me. And then you send it. And then you're like, hello, we are from Nigeria. We're doing all your bank details. Have a good week. Bye-bye. So Facebook has shut them down. I don't know. I think a lot of those gullible people here from South Africa, I'm telling you. They're not going to release the info, but trust me. Let us bring on everybody's favorite comedian. He's back in Johannesburg, which is excellent because he mostly spends his time in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And his name is Nick Rabinowitz. Of course, he is well known to audiences across South Africa because he's fucking hilarious. And this week he's got a Theatre on the Square show in Sandton running until the 3rd of August. Tickets are available at CompuTicket. It's a brave new hilarious world seen through the eyes of a slightly heroic aging comedian. That's what his PR people just called him. These are the people you pay to make you sound good, and they called you a slightly heroic aging
fuck
comedian.
Them.
How rude. I mean,
that's actually a review from the Fendersdorp Herald.
Oh, wow.
So you gave me 5 stars.
Listen, aren't you blown away by this news about how well our prisoners live and how Piet Groenewald, who's now the Minister of Correctional Services, sent them in to raid Sun City Prison, and they found Xboxes and PlayStations and plasma TVs and Wi-Fi. Yeah. Everything.
I mean, sure.
Everything.
What's his name?
Piet.
He sounds like he might reopen Robben Island.
Wimpiet, he's from the Freight Fortress.
But don't you think that in terms of the person in charge of correctional services, that Gayton McKenzie would have done a much better job?
Yeah, because he knows prisoners, because he's been
in. He does.
Yeah. But I mean, Wimpiet is like, he's the most popular minister on social media. Yeah, ask some people.
Right now, yes, I'm all for Wimpiet. Let's go. Remove those plasma TVs. Yeah, remove.
You know, because South Africans really fucking hate prisoners, because they know those oaks are in there because they've stolen or hurt someone or murdered some family member. We all got cuck.
But you know what? I was in Australia a few months ago. And obviously most people there are descended from prisoners.
Or prison warders.
But they're very well, I mean, that's not a country you want to live.
No.
I was there the week an inmate who was wrongly released turned himself back in.
No. No, that's too Australian. Really?
Yeah.
I would never
sorry,
do
mate.
That.
Fair cop.
Take what me happened? Back, eh?
No, he was high and he injured people with his car.
Okay.
And I think what happened was,
that's like this weekend in Bromfontein. Not a big
deal. Yeah, but he'd been released, and then that happened like the same night or whatever. But then he heard he'd been wrongly released, and he drove back while still high, and handed himself back in.
Australians are so compliant that even when they're high, they do the right thing.
Yeah, and they call it a nanny state.
Yeah,
but that's because there's only one fucking nanny per state that you can afford. I'm not taking my children there.
So, okay, let's just hear about the show of yours, because if we don't plug the show, then there's no point in you having been here.
Yes, the show is all about how stupid men are when they're horny, funnily enough.
Oh, really?
I actually talk about the sexting stuff, because when we grew up in the 90s.
Yes, it was hard work, man. You had to date a girl, you had to go out, you actually had to be in her physical presence.
Right.
She could ignore you, and often did.
90s sexting, there was no...
Horrible.
Now people...
Wait, what was that like in the 90s? Eh?
There was faxting. Oh.
There was no sexting. We didn't have mobile phones, so you'd have to phone someone's house. I remember, there was this one girl who I was... I mean, this is a primary school, Simpiwe. So, you'd have to phone her house, and if her dad answered, you're like, oh, no, not him.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? Say, hello, Mr. whatever his surname is. Hello, who's this?
It's terrifying.
It's Gareth.
Who? Gareth.
Voice breaking. Can I speak to Vanessa?
Was her name really Vanessa?
He'd go, what do you want with Vanessa?
Yeah.
Just want to speak to her. No. Put the phone down. And you'd have to try later when he wasn't at home.
You sent physical notes. Like an actual handwritten.
Word, man.
You had to learn to write. And then you'd send someone a note.
Learn to write.
And I was sending notes to Kim Slot, and they were just slightly off color. We were into Monty Python's Meaning of Life and whatever.
Okay.
And her dad found the notes in her blazer and phoned our house on the landline at 7 a.m.
Yep.
And said, my parents were still sleeping. I used to catch the bus. And he said, I wanted to talk to your father. And my dad, I was like, Dad. And my dad threw me under the bus. And he was like, it's not mine. You sorted out with Kim Slot's father.
Yeah, I mean, what?
And he called me the silly little pornographer. That was
what
his
was in the notes, though? I mean, he didn't say, I want to be inside
you.
I mean, that's not nowhere near what Prince Charles said to Camilla on that phone call.
Camilla, that's right. But now, it wasn't far off. This happened to me at O.R. Tambo. Okay, I'm sitting in the lounge. Waiting for an international flight, and there's an English couple behind me. Now, I say in the 90s there was no sexting, but I have seen people in their 90s sexting.
No,
in the airport lounge.
Really?
I was sitting. You sit those back to back couches. So I'm sort of sitting, and I look at this guy, and he's chatting to his wife about their plans for Botswana. Did you remember the myostatin, the medication, and the whatever? But I can see his phone. Yeah. From where, and he is sexting on Facebook Messenger, and exactly what you guys were talking about earlier.
Way.
And I could read. I can't read up close, but I can read from far.
Was it filth?
And it was imagine me entering you from behind.
Oh my gosh! What a turn off.
My sweet one, or my beloved. You know, because they end with a little endearment as well.
So Nick. Yeah. Do you think, I mean, we opened up with that terrible biography of you calling you an aging comedian, but yes. I mean, everyone's getting older, you know, and we're all going to die. It's just a question of when. But do you think that men ever stop being horny?
I think it gets worse.
Boys,
I think it gets worse.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you where, in the old age homes. I did research. I went to a Jewish old age home and a man heckled me. I was doing a show for the
old age home.
Yeah.
This is a pro bono.
Yes, it was a mitzvah.
You're doing a mitzvah. You're doing something kind for these fucking old people. And then the guy heckles you.
He puts up his
get out. You're not
his cane.
You're not as good as Trevor Noah. What did he say? What did he say?
No, he said, listen, Sonny, how much longer is this going to go on for?
No.
Yeah. And I said, why? And he said, because I need to see a man about a dog. And I thought that meant... needed to go
take a shit or something
to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it turns out he needed to go and shtup Cynthia Borelovitz. Do you know what shtupping is? In room
Cynthia.
32 because he has.
I heard about Cynthia.
Because
she's particularly horny.
She's like a sailor as well. She doesn't remember where she was last night because of the dementia. And what happens with dementia is the hypersexuality is one of the side effects.
Yeah.
So these old age homes are hotbeds for sex.
But apparently it isn't. It's a major, major problem in some of these old age homes because these people literally go room to room. They've got nothing else to do. It's either that or a crossword.
They know how to still get it on.
How does a crossword compare when you've only got a couple of months to live. Tell me, are you going to waste your time on eight across?
That's how you want to
baby
go out,
cry.
You
know?
You don't want to die laughing. You want to die pumping.
And they say, do, hey?
How did they get it on?
Have how do you
go on the internet. Pensioner porn. Search pensioner porn.
Oh, no. I don't want to be traumatized.
The storylines are amazing. It's like the couple, you know, the opening scene is always, you know, well, in this opening scene, they're in a lawyer's office drawing up their wills, and then it progresses from there.
That's so fantastic. Oh my God, it makes me want to actually go to an old age home, and I've never wanted to do that before.
I don't want to see this happen in real time.
Imagine you just sit there and you just watch, and you're like, I just see number 53 just went into number 87.
From behind.
And what, wait, I mean, like, these are old people. Surely they don't have lingerie. So what? Is it just their petticoats that they have on? They're like, you can take that off. Like, what
the Carl says, Nick, I heard that that the foreskin actually grows back in the Jewish old age home if they've been there long enough. Isn't that true?
They have to have a second bris, yeah.
God, that's horrific. Tinder taught me to reverse image search, says Janine. 90% of the people you talk to are from Pinterest. That's interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because you can use the Google Image app.
Yeah.
You put in the picture and it tells you where it comes from. And normally it's not from the person. Ooh. So if those Nigerians are hitting you up today, just reverse image search, all right?
My gran, I don't know if I should talk about this
go for
publicly,
it.
But
it's fine.
She's been dead for a while. She had a guy sexting, sending her or asking for nudes as well.
Your gran?
Yeah. And this is like 15 years ago.
Sure.
She had a BBM.
Wow.
Check BBM.
A BlackBerry, right?
And you will see her status. She's playing my song.
That was your grand's favorite song.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is, it was her first cousin.
Hey!
No, man. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was trying to scam her.
No. He was trying to have sex with her.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't scamming her. He was genuinely interested.
Yeah, yeah. But, and she was interested in him as well. And they were sending to each other.
Let me ask you this then. What's the harm? I mean,
what's the harm?
Did the family intervene or should they have just let things
be? No, we said, listen, we should amend the incest rules and just let them get on with it.
Because at that age, who cares?
Who's hurting it?
They're not fertile. Yeah. They're not going to produce some child.
Well, funnily enough, she asked me what contraception she should take with her on the trip because it involved an overseas trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was really like,
he was
putting on
it.
A good show, hey?
Yep.
Going to take her out for dinner, maybe go to a Broadway show.
And then he ruined it because he sent her another request, but he accidentally addressed it to the wrong woman.
So there were multiple chicks.
Yep.
See, horny old men.
An 88-year-old player. I'm not saying he was Gary Player, but I've heard.
No one wants that. You see, community dick. No one wants it.
No.
I like this. My grandfather died with a box full of wine in his closet. For sure, he was entertaining the old ladies, says Bitcoin Butt.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I think those old men, you know, because you think, what a sweet old grandpa. You don't know that that guy's probably just like an 18-year-old, only stuck in the 90-year-old body.
Yeah.
I don't think they get better. I think they do get worse. Maybe you've convinced me as well.
Also, you were talking about the appeal for women, the appeal of seeing one of these dick pics.
Oh.
Like, it's not much.
There's none.
I mean, remember the Hockey Owis group with, remember that from years ago? What is the female equivalent of a dick pic? I've been trying to work it out.
Well, I suppose a pussy pic.
Well, where was that? It was Eastern Transvaal.
It was in Velkom.
Velkom. I know what they call it there.
What?
A cookie kiki.
A cookie kiki.
Yeah, I think. Well, I made that. Yes. I want to start it. Let's make a trend.
Kiki. Shame that poor woman, she had a tough time after. I think it was so unfair that some bitch on that group outed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she probably saw them and was like, this is hot. And she takes bit away.
Hawk to her.
I was talking to a man in India because I had a query about my PayPal account. And we somehow got talking about nudist beaches because he asked
That's an interesting aside. He said,
"You're a comedian, tell me a joke." And I was writing a joke about my traumatic childhood being raised by nudists, right? Mm-hmm. You guys grew up
here. Are your parents nudists?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, my dad was a they call them naturalists.
Naturalists.
Back then, that was a
big
thing.
In the
50s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Bo Brummel and company.
Exactly. And Sandy Bay was different back then. There were no, there weren't any like perverts and things. That's only something that like women invented like a few years ago, pervert sexual harassment and the Me Too movement. But back then, it was clean fun.
Good
and this guy in India said to me, "What's the appeal of a nudist beach?" And I said, "That's funnier if you understand Afrikaans, because you're not going to just see a peel. You're going to see a klomp. What is the collective noun
for pila?
As the tros pila. In English, it would be what is the collective noun for
grapes?
Porcupines.
A porcupines would be a I don't know
a prickle. I think
is it a prickle?
Yeah, it's
or
a porcupine? Prickle of peni."
Prickle of pricks.
Prickle of pricks.
Zelna says we're wrong. It was Schweizerreiniger.
Schweizerreiniger! Sounds worse in German.
It does, eh? That's the
German name for Aranya.
All kinds of PTSD there for some of our listeners and viewers this morning. Like, Schweizerreiniger! God.
Sweet, what?
See, Kyle, no, don't say that. The female equivalent is an e-wallet. Send me an e-wallet.
Well, nowadays, you want me to show something?
You must pay.
You must. Yeah. It's modern day prostitution.
Listen. It's OnlyFans. OnlyFans. Are you excited about the Olympics? Because that starts today.
Yeah.
I think that's quite lekker.
I'm excited for the Olympics.
Mm.
I think my money's on our shooting team.
Really?
Yeah.
Because here it actually counts. Is that the point?
Do you know, can I just share with you that I don't have a joke for this, but when I went to the Jewish Olympics to play cricket, I know that sounds like a made-up story, but he knows I actually did.
Barbie games.
Yeah. I sat on the bus, and there was a German woman next to me, and I said, "What sport?" She said, "What sport are you playing?" And I said, "Cricket." And I said, "What are you competing in?" And she said, and this is not a word of a lie, "Shooting. I am the shooting team. And we just won gold."
At the Jewish Olympics. No.
And in my mind, I was like...
She had no sense of irony
Jewish,
at all.
She is Jewish.
Wow.
But she's also German.
It's got to be tough. Get back home and do the family celebrate.
That's awkward. That was awkward.
Should they just hand you over to Mossad?
Hamas? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know, Drikus is fighting... When is it?
Yes, Drikus is in Perth.
Yeah.
In Australia soon. I think it's happening in September.
And he's fighting who?
Israel Adesanya.
Israel. Let's stop there.
That guy.
He's fighting Israel. Everyone's fighting Israel.
Everyone is fighting Israel.
Even Drikus. I mean, Israel just has no friends. Although Benjamin Netanyahu, he was in front of Congress this week and made a brilliant speech. And most of the Democrats weren't even there. So he got standing ovations all around. But they did show Rashida Tlaib sitting in the audience with a sign saying war criminal, but she was wearing those horned glasses and she just looked like such a sad.
I don't want to comment on this because ISIS, the ISIS threat against me is still pending.
Yeah. You've had shit with those people.
What you say now, sir?
He didn't say anything. He's just a Jew. That's
how ISIS
works.
Do you remember that ISIS threatened to bomb me?
Yeah. Yes, I'm just saying. Just be careful. You mustn't.
You don't remember.
No, I do remember, guys.
Because people don't. They remember the gay pride parade, but not me for some reason.
I think after that shirt, they'll remember.
You know, like,
that's a very
don't
loud,
bring attention
a very
to yourself,
loud shirt.
No.
Can I just tell you that I was late this morning because I thought I would walk from the hotel, which is 3 kilometers away, but I accidentally walked in the wrong direction.
Uh-oh.
So I looked at the Google Maps and was like, "Oh, now it's 10 minutes further. Why? What's going on?" And then I realized I'm now 26 minutes away.
Oh my God.
So I tried to get an Uber, and an Uber X, a 2 kilometer ride was 344 rand.
Is that because it's early in the morning?
Yeah, because surcharge. So I actually had to run here.
How much do I owe you?
I haven't run anywhere. I ran to the lounge when I was home last week.
You ran and ran and ran.
I ran.
Three.
I don't know what it was.
3 kilometers?
Something like that.
Yes, sir.
Plus, I ate a Fit Cook on the way.
Well, shout out to you.
I didn't.
I saw yesterday at the Woolworths shop at the garage, they sold Amagwinya.
Oh, yeah. Woolies has everything. So now you can buy Dombolo, Amagwinya, Tripe. What else?
But it's bougie trap, eh?
Yeah, it's all like...
It's private school.
Yeah, it went to the private school.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is me being in my lazy Makoti era. Like, yes, why must I do it?
Please tell Nick about your theory about the church women. Simpiwe taught me all about how it works at a black church, what the hierarchy is, the pecking order, especially among the women. We'll never know this unless
we're
there.
Which church do you go to?
So I go to a black Christian church,
but which denomination?
Abazalwan.
Abazalwan.
Yeah, that's how we classify ourselves, right?
Not like Amawesile.
No, because then you still get Lutheran and whatnot, but
Lutheran from Schwarzerheinica. Aren't they German?
No. Wait. But in if you know typical black churches, they tend to be the whole day. Right?
Yeah.
They're supposed to start at 9.
Forget it if you've got a 4 o'clock 12, appointment. Yeah.
It never happens, right? Yeah.
It's pensioner porn goes on.
Yeah, it goes on. So you have the pastor who's here, right?
He's the boss.
He's the boss. But in black churches, the females are the ones, they're the most attending, and they're the ones that run the church. So obviously, second in command, Mam Fundisi. Mm-hmm. That's the pastor's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The Robertson.
Mm. Yeah. And then under Mam Fundisi, you have the moms, right? You have
usually
moms
in the choir as well.
Yes. So you have all the other married ladies.
Sivangesi's mom.
Probably, right. You know, right?
Back in the day.
And then you have the single ladies right under there, and they get shamed for kind of being single if they're over a certain age. And then you have the youth. That's the pecking order.
Yes.
But in black churches, there's a certain attire and there's a certain way you must speak. You can't just address people. You always greet the pastor, the pastor's wife, the leadership, from leadership, the youth, or, the ladies' ministry. And then there's also even the singing, how singing takes place. So when someone's you must start a chorus, which is usually a hymn, it's usually the Mam Fundisi that will lead.
Yes. The way you were doing it just now.
Yes. Yeah. And then I must back you with that, So
it can... Well.
And then, you carry on. And then, there's off singing. And then, there's someone who's also off beat and off key, and they also going on. And then I want to take over, and then I start leading and then you must come in. That's how black churches are. And then if you go to a proper one, wait, I'm gonna have to stand up for this. When they start doing praise and worship, dancing, right? Because we don't twerk at church. But there's
not that
there's
not Christians. If you don't want those women, those married women after.
They're gonna pray for you and take out the demon now. But there's
Puma spoko.
Puma satan.
Satan.
You know what I mean? But there's some holy dancing that all the mamas do, right? And this is them. Yes. And then you just hear them. That's them. And
wow. Okay, you see now. Listen, you would not have had this education had you decided to listen to Bongani Bengwa, would you? No. You would have been proselytized.
We didn't have that at the Reform Show, I have to say.
You didn't do that at the Reform Show. No, there was none of that. But the Mam Fundisi is a thing.
It's a thing, and
it's a big thing.
You don't want to mess with that lady because
she basically rules through fear.
Yes.
And you will be shunned. And being shunned is the worst thing that can happen.
And if she doesn't like you, right?
Mm.
So, the sermon or the pulpit is a place to talk about the Bible, testify. Yeah. So if the Mam Fundisi doesn't like me, she'll get up there and be like, the Spirit laid it in my heart that today we must pray for all the single ladies that don't wear dogs in here that are not married. And it's very specific to whoever.
Yeah. And she may even look at you.
Yes. And be like, it has come to our attention that some people are living unrighteous lives and we don't want to shame anybody.
Guilt.
But you know, if you are a Jezebel wearing a black skirt, and then they say things like that, and then they want to pray for you. It gets ma'am.
I have delivered such a sermon.
I believe once. You. Where?
So I was Desmond Tutu's body double stand-in at... now, I want to just preface this by saying I did something for the Tutu Foundation. This original thing happened like 10 years ago before cancellation and stuff. Okay?
Sure.
Now I would say the prayer of cancellation before
right.
I would do a Tutu impression. And
because doing impressions now is completely
The prayer of cancellation, the book of Job, verse chapter 3, but not Job the guy, but the actual.
Do you want to keep working? Act.
The labor relations. The labor relations. So I did this. The Tutu Foundation asked me to come and speak there like 2 weeks ago. It was an auction. And they said, please do the Tutu impression.
It's
and I said,
I don't
know if I can do the Tutu impression anymore. But his family were there and they had said. And so I did it. And the granddaughters were at the table. And the one granddaughter afterwards came up to me and she was in tears. She was like, I closed my eyes and I was listening to you. He was there. It was like he was there. And I didn't know what to do. She was bawling. And anyway, but 10 years ago, I gave a sermon for the Comics Choice Awards.
Yes.
As the arch. And I said some of those things like, let us, Lord Jehovah, please pray for Trevor. Gumby, not Noah, he's fine. Let's pray for Trevor Gumby, blessed be my Morage's womb, etc. And it's quite cathartic like as the Mfundisi to deliver.
I love that.
Be like that at church. It'd be your own that name and shame you, and you're like, hey, bo, why am I catching strays in the house
Sanele,
of the Lord?
Sanele says, Simpiwe sounds like she's been shamed by the Mfundisi before. That example was too genuine. Listen, are you able to do impressions like as part of a stand-up routine now, or is it really?
No, my friend Kate cancels me on a weekly basis.
Really,
she's a millennial. Is she? She's a millennial. Because you get the older millennials.
Millennials, those are the problem ones.
The ones born between 1980. What year are you?
Yeah, I'm 77.
Okay, so you're not this, but from 80 to 84. Are called geriatric millennials.
Oh, is that what
they're called? Just my favorite. I actually identify as a geriatric millennial.
But are those the most sensitive? Because the Gen Zs don't give a shit.
No, it's the millennials. Okay. So I've got a friend who actually hired a crack team of black lesbian paraplegic feminist for activist comedy writers, but they were too expensive. So Kate helps me.
Okay, so Kate, you run things by her.
Yeah, and she says, you absolutely cannot say that. And then I say it, and then I think maybe she was right.
Oof.
Only if it didn't get a laugh. And then I'm like, yeah, that's...
Kate's hair must be blue, says Percy.
Do you know what? Last night... Okay, so I'm ashamed to say. Yeah, my first ever gig. I didn't even know it was a gig, right? I'm working for Felix Unit River Rafters.
What is this, back in
1996, okay?
Okay.
I was a student or
How
whatever.
How did you not know it was a gig?
Because... Somebody heard me in the kitchen because I was doing the trash and the toilets. That was my job.
Wow. Okay. And you started really at the bottom.
Somebody heard me in the kitchen go, and said, hey, you can do a Nelson Mandela impression. We've got a tractor conference tonight for Massey Ferguson.
Tractor conference.
That was my first gig. I got up and did 5 minutes. And it was 1995. Okay. So pro Nelson Mandela impressions were considered woke. For their time.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah.
But in the privacy of my own home, I sometimes still do a Madiba impression for my daughter because there's a book, very lovely kids book called Mr. Mandela and Mr. Hare. Okay. And I'm always like, oh, Mr. Hare, hello, Mr. Hare. And it's ha ha. And last night, she's my kids are. So I'm away and my wife's away, and they are feral, so they look after themselves now. And she sends me a video, her brother sends me a video of her reading the book, doing the worst Nelson Mandela impression
ever.
And I'm like, okay, now the risk of me being cancelled, I'm handing over.
So can you do whites, but you can't do blacks?
Some people, I'm not the expert on this, but I think...
No, man, we're like, what are the rules? Because we have a treasure trove in you of these pent-up, brilliant... impersonations of black people that you probably can't do because the cancel.
I think I can get away with very specific, so people will forgive the arch. Also, because his granddaughter gave me her, his daughter gave me her blessing, and she is an actual Mfundisi.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Mpo. She's a reverend in Amsterdam. She's actually married to a Dutch woman.
Woman, yeah.
Which I think is taking reconciliation to the next fucking level.
Oh, I know,
isn't it?
Not just Afrikaner, but you go to their ancestors
and marry them.
Ancestors. Yeah, yeah, that's very good. But I think we should be allowed to treat ourselves to your brilliant impressions, and I don't want these cancel people getting in the way of that. But whites, you can still do, hey.
Do they complain?
Can I do what?
Do the whites complain?
Do they pull a Karen on you and they're like, excuse me?
Yeah, I read some letters out in this current show.
Oh.
Yeah. I've been meaning to tell you since I took my 18-year-old daughter to see you. This is I was squirming with embarrassment in my seat. And this is a fervent plea. I think I've memorized this. This is a fervent plea to reconsider the sexual innuendo aspect of your material.
Really? So you have blue comedy coming in there, huh? Ooh. This woman had a problem with that. You went a bit blue for her.
Yeah. Mm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Must be tough.
I mean, what kind of people in this day and age have never heard anything slightly off color and been okay with it?
The people in Schwarze Reinecke.
No, dude. But I mean, that's crazy. I've seen you doing 90th birthday parties. I've seen you doing...
Oh, that's right.
I've seen you doing massive sellout, like 1,000 and more people in a stadium stuff. I've seen you doing small groups of people. It's you kill them all. That's fantastic. They love
it. The 90th birthday is always the best. Remember the last one where the birthday boy was so upset about the level of the band, the music, that he assaulted the sound guy.
Because you don't care.
No.
At that age,
no,
you don't care. And suddenly we're back to the old people.
Yeah.
So it's a thing. It's come definitely
and write
a
me
theme.
Hard, my darling.
There's a theme here. It's just absolutely brilliant. Okay, so we're looking forward to seeing you. And you can see Nick performing live at the Theatre on the Square until the 3rd of August. That's a whole week, eh?
And no gentleman left anymore, Simpiwe.
What did you say to her? Why have you upset Simpiwe?
Imagine me entering you from behind, my sweetie pie.
He was texting that.
Yes. Yes, so you were saying about my show.
Yeah. Until the 3rd of August, which is next
just one more week.
It's Saturday, more week. You've got a whole week. But a whole week is good.
And it's not even a whole week because I think 3 of those are sold to elderly Jewish fundraisers.
Oh, then it's only a few days. Get in, get them.
Get in.
Get them tickets
now.
Quickly.
Get them now.
Okay, so they're available at CompuTicket.
Yes.
Fantastic. Nick, it's always lovely to see
you. It's always lovely. I love this new studio. It's lekker.
And Mo Rabbit says, thank you, Nick, for not being depressing. Do you know why?
Why?
Every single time, she's already laughing, every single time we have a comedian in here, they think it's a shrink session. And really? They yes,
yeah,
us, and they start telling us
issues,
all their problems, all their issues. And listen, a lot of these people are terrific people. So you don't want to be rude and say, you know.
Well, you know what? I think it's sort of trending, isn't it? Because they're watching podcasts and Trevor Noah is saying, no, I was depressed because of all the money I was making. It's too much money. And then
it's too much money.
Because, in Scandinavia, they say that happiness is a space between too much and too little.
Oh.
Which is not meant to be interpreted sexually. But I actually do get into that in my
That's fantastic. Show,
and I do talk about my... mental health things, but in an uplifting
way. Not in a miserable way. Because I promise you, they all come in here almost to a man, and they I just won't do it anymore.
Well, luckily the antidepressants really kicked in a few months ago. So,
well, also the run get
the and the run,
the run that you took.
If you are depressed in Cape Town, people just say you've got to take up trail running and cold water immersions. And gut health is very important. Simply with the gut, because there's another head in your gut, and that releases the dopamine. And a massage from Serge.
That's very Cape Townian.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
Did I forget the breath work?
No.
The microdosing the psychedelics, definitely.
Absolutely. Now we've covered it all.
Yeah,
there we are.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Nick Rabinowitz, we will see you on Monday, bright and early at 6 a.m. Have an awesome weekend. Cheers.